بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Today we heard the recitation of Surah Al-Isra, Surah Al-Kahf. And these two surahs come together in the Quran. They have many similarities, and they also have a very huge impact on Ramadan and also on Laylatul Qadr. In these two surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the miracles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He creates a miracle through a Nabi or Rasul, it is called a mu'jiza. And when He creates a miracle through a non-Nabi, it is called a karama. You see the difference? When a miracle is created by whom? By Allah, through a Nabi, that is called a mu'jiza. When it is created through a wali of Allah, meaning a non-Nabi, it is called a karama. So the Quran speaks of both the mu'jiza and the karama. Those who deny karamat are denying the whole of Surah Al-Kahf. Why? Because in Surah Al-Kahf, there's only one Nabi mentioned. And who is that? Musa alayhi salam. And he is mentioned as what? A student of a non-Nabi, Khidr. You understand? We all recite Surah Kahf, mashallah, every Friday. May Allah accept. Surah Al-Kahf has the greatest impact on Dajjal. You know who Dajjal is? We have many theories of who the Dajjal is. Right. The Prophet ﷺ said that سَتَكُونُ فِي أُمَّتِي ثَلَاثُونَ دَجَّالُونَ كَذَّابُونَ. There will be 30 Dajjal. Not the real one, he's still somewhere on an island, right? Chained, waiting to come out. But there are other Dajjalun, those who lie pathologically and deceive other human beings pathologically, they're the Dajjal. And alhamdulillah, mashallah, 20th century Muslims have many theories of who the Dajjal is. And we know, I would say, most of them. Right? The theories. Not the Dajjal. Who is a Dajjal? A Dajjal is someone who claims to have divine powers without being a Nabi and without being a Wali. That's a Dajjal. Dajjal is somebody who deceives others for personal gain and deceives others because he finds pleasure in deceiving others. You know anybody like that? I'll leave that to you. Just watch CNN every night. You'll get your dose of the Dajjal. Right? People who like to deceive others because they find pleasure in deceiving others. At which level? At a large level. At a global level. At a national level. We have these petty Dajjals. They kind of float around in the community. They're not our concern. Surah Al-Kahf deals with the real Dajjal. The real Dajjal who will come out at the end of time, when Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will also come down from the heavens to fight him. That Dajjal, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if any of you are present, God forbid, when that Dajjal comes, then recite the first 10 ayahs of Surah Al-Kahf and blow towards him. He will not harm you. He will not? The real Dajjal, when he comes, he will have superpowers. He will make it rain. Literally. He will tell you things and it will happen. And literally. He will deprive you of food and he will kill you. He will slaughter you. Without any compunction, without any deliberation. The real Dajjal. And the Prophet ﷺ himself said, I seek refuge from the fitna of the Dajjal. To this fitna, Rasulullah ﷺ said, what? If any one of you are present, God forbid at that time, when the real Dajjal is there, recite the first 10 ayat of Suratul Kahf, and that Dajjal will not harm you. Now you see the power in what? In the Quran. See the power in the Quran? People say, MashaAllah, if you want to tell your friends and boast about Muslims and reality shows, you can do whatever reality show you want. This 7-day hike somewhere on an island. But try Ramadan. This is a reality show. You fast the whole day. And then you come here and you come to other masjid and subhanAllah, you don't know what's happening. Okay? You're standing behind the imam. Neither the imam knows what he's reciting, nor do the people behind the imam know what the people at the hafiz is reciting. But you will follow because you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is reality. To have that determination and strength to stand for a whole month and not understand a word the hafiz is saying and not complain, that is commitment to an ideology, a philosophy, a theory, an aqidah, which will lead you to Jannah. Right? Well, why are you doing this? Standing behind the imam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Those are the only words we understand. Alhamdulillah. I mean, you recited Surah Bani Israel, Surah Isra, Surah Kahf today. How many of you understood? Even those of us who know how to understand, don't bother. Just let it go. Right? So the idea that we must understand everything we recite in the Quran has been falsified by this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he says that if you are alive and you see the Dajjal, recite the first 10 ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, that Dajjal will not harm you. Where is the relationship in the first 10 ayahs with the Dajjal? You won't find it. There is a relationship, but you won't find it, trust me. Right? It'll take you a few years, maybe. Come and study at Dar al-Qasim. Get your bachelor's and your master's, go into the PhD level. Then one day, inshallah, it will come to you. Right? At this moment, look at the translation of the first 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf and look at what Dajjal does. Where is the relationship? Only Allah knows, and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows, and those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave knowledge and insight into the Quran, they know, but we still follow this hadith because we all recite Surah Kahf every Friday so that there's a nur from this Friday to the next Friday that keeps us and preserves us from the fitna of the Dajjal. So what we say is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran mu'jizat, those miracles Allah created through the prophets, and He's also mentioned karamat, those miracles He's created through the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are non-prophets alayhimu salatu wasalam, and these two surahs are joined together to prove this point. That after mentioning the mu'jizat, we are now going to mention the karamat. Is that clear? Now you see the link between the two surahs, and now you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl on this ummah is through following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his recitation, and the order of recitation also, that the order of the surahs was compiled by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also. Now we see how the Quran becomes a document not only, as I mentioned last week, for our constitution, but much more than that, is a document for our civilization and our civilizational values. Now, coming back to the point, what does Surah Al-Kahf and what does Surah Bani Israel, Surah Al-Isra, what do they have to do with Surah Al-Qadr and Ramadan? That was my original contention this evening. What is the relationship? The relationship is time. That in the first ayah of Surah Al-Isra, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's night journey, the Isra from the Haram of Makkah to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in the span of a few seconds. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created barakah in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey. And in Surah Al-Kahf, it's all about time. You talk about the Ashab Al-Kahf, it's all about time, 300 and how many years? 9 years. Then you talk about the story of Musa and Khidr. A lot of time. That Khidr sees this in the future. That these three stories come and something is going to happen in the future. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to do what he did. And Dhul-Qarnayn, his name itself means the person of two eras. Qarn. Two times. And it talks about the coming of the Ya'juj and Ma'juj at the end of time. So these two surahs have to do with time. And what does Surah Al-Qadr have to do with? Time. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of Qadr is better than how much? 1,000 months. Has to do with time. Has to do with what? Time. That the Qur'an is such a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that in a span of a few years, some more than others, some less than others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the ability to a Muslim who wants to recite the Qur'an and memorize it within a few years, to memorize the whole Qur'an, and then within a few hours, if he or she wants to, a few days, they can finish reciting the whole Qur'an. And through memory, the Hafiz, mashallah, Allah give them both ajr and nur, that they recite in the Qur'an. And you see, it's amazing. Every year it's amazing. You stand there, you're just in awe, one ayah after another. It just flows. How is this possible? So it is a representation of the mu'jiz are given to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we have these millions of hufaz in the world who memorize the Qur'an and they recite it. And they all do it in 1 month in Ramadan. So in this 1 month of Ramadan, usually we finish on Laylatul Qadr, which is 27th of Ramadan. Usually, sometimes it could be other days or other nights too. But this is an indication from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that even in this time, despite the Dajjalun Kaddabun, despite all of those people, institutions, organizations, and what have you who are against Islam, against Muslim, against the Qur'an, against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, against the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still shows Muslims and non-Muslims alike that they look, that these people, they are looking for a miracle, and Allah gives them a miracle every Ramadan. They're looking for a mu'jizah, and Allah gives them a mu'jizah every Ramadan. And each one of them is a living miracle, a testimony to the fact that Allah exists. Who? All of us. All of us who fast, and all of us who do tarawih, and all of us who recite the Qur'an in Ramadan, we are a living testimony as a miracle of the Prophet ﷺ, that we never saw him. Right? Did you see him? Don't go there. Yeah, you're from cuckoo. Yeah. Don't claim you saw the Prophet. In a dream, yes, mashallah. Allah give us all nur and barakah, ajr. But don't say you saw the Prophet. Don't go there. Then you're hallucinating. Yeah. Right? We never saw him, we never met him, on his word alone. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in the Quran, and we fast. Try giving up food if your mother tells you don't eat. Good luck with that. Try giving up food if your doctor says don't eat. Yeah, yeah, right. Here's your $50 copay. I'm going to McDonald's. Is there any human system in the world that can say to human beings, don't eat, where human beings will comply? No. It's bil ghaib. It's from the unseen. We believe in the unseen, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the seen. And he's not hidden. He is the seen. He is in the shahada. And we believe in him, and because we believe in him, every Muslim who goes through Ramadan, every day of Ramadan, is a living proof of the miracle that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should be proud of that. Is alhamdulillah. Say alhamdulillah. This is Allah's fadl on us. We should not undermine that. Say, oh, no, it's just cultural. It doesn't matter if it's cultural. Well, I just do it for my parents. It doesn't matter if you just do it for your parents, because you don't do that outside of Ramadan. Why do you do it in Ramadan? Because there's an element of the ghaib. There's an element of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an element of hope and trust in Allah that He will reward you for this reality show. Right? 29 days, 30 days. So, in Laylatul Qadr, what happens? Time is given barakah. How much? That if you worship Allah on that night, a few hours, you will have more reward than worshipping Him for how many months? 1,000. That's a mu'jizah. That's what? That's a mu'jizah. That's a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He creates this through what? Through an institution of the Qur'an, through the institution of Ramadan, which all Muslims witness. So we see that when we recite Surah Al-Isra and Surah Al-Kahf, that two surahs deal with time. They have a direct relationship with Ramadan, and they have a direct relationship with Laylatul Qadr, that in Laylatul Qadr, time expands for Muslims. And you will get the nur, the ajr, the reward, the barakah of 84 years. 1,000 months. Plus. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl. And who is it accessible to? To the Muslim. Who is it accessible to? To you and me and the rest of the ummah. And who finds Laylatul Qadr? Anyone who looks for Laylatul Qadr. And how does one look for Laylatul Qadr? By doing what? Reading the Qur'an. By reciting the Qur'an. By fasting. By making dua at suhoor and iftar, by making your tahajjud, by making tawbah istighfar, by giving sadaqah, by giving zakat, by helping other people. This is how you look for Laylatul Qadr. The means by which we look for Laylatul Qadr must comply with the Qur'an and Sunnah. And the Qur'an and Sunnah say this. This is how we look for Laylatul Qadr. And this is also a testimony to the fact that Muslims, even today, despite what's happening in the world, still want to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, which for me is the greatest hope. Which for me is what? The greatest hope. Why? Because we still believe in Allah. We still believe in Ramadan, we still believe in the Qur'an, we still believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we can get our act together in Ramadan, that Ramadan is for looking for Laylatul Qadr, then there's hope. That's why Ramadan has to be focused on what? One thing and one thing only, and that is to look for Laylatul Qadr. But you can't look for Laylatul Qadr on the 27th of Ramadan and say, I found it. It doesn't happen that way. If Allah gives you, fine, subhanAllah. I'm not going to deny it. That's up to Him. قُلْ لَوْ أَنْتُمْ تَمْلِكُونَ خَزَائِنَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي إِذًا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, had we given the keys to the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to human beings, they would become stingy and they wouldn't spend anything. The nature of human beings, if you have rahmah, you don't pass it on, it's mine. Everything's mine. Everything's mine. So Allah says, had we given the keys to Allah's treasures and His rahmah to human beings, إِذَا لَأَمْسَكْتُمْ, you wouldn't have spent anything. You would have stopped spending. خَشْيَةَ الْإِنْفَاقِ, fearing poverty. Oh, it's going to go away. So Allah says, nothing goes away from us. مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, whatever you have, that perishes and goes away. Whatever we have remains forever. So in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in this surah, that الْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ, and listen to what the Prophet said is بَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ, those everlasting good deeds, they will never perish because the reward will be everlasting in Jannah. What are they? The Prophet said, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. This is from the Baqiyat al-Salihat. A tasbih is from the Baqiyat al-Salihat. A durood is from the Baqiyat al-Salihat. A recitation of the Quran is from there. Whatever good deeds we do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from those Baqiyat al-Salihat. And this is how you look for Laylatul Qadr. That in Ramadan, throughout Ramadan, psych yourself up for the last moment, the climax, which is towards the end of Ramadan. That's how you look for Laylatul Qadr. Showing up for the 27th, mashallah, khatam, and retire, whatever else goes on. That's fine. Allah give us all nur and tawfiq. But it's not fine if you really want to seek Laylatul Qadr. So seeking Laylatul Qadr means that you start from day one. And you have this mindset that the only reason I'm worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan is to find my night of Qadr, where my time will be expanded. Can you imagine if you get that night and you worship Allah for a few hours, you'll receive the barakah of 84 years. Isn't that something to look for? Or is it no? No, I don't care. I want my food. I have to mix and mingle. I have to do other things. That is why we are strict about the observation of Ramadan, so that Muslims get Ramadan right. You have to get it right. As not individuals, but as a community. And it's only if the community speaks out and speak to each other that Ramadan is about this, not about that. What we usually do in Ramadan. It's only then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His fadl upon the ummah. So Ramadan is a time when even the Prophet ﷺ was strict with his family about what they did and what they did not do. It's not all fun and games. Right? It's a tough job to fast and then to do your tarawih and then to wake up for suhoor and then make dua and do it 30 days in a row. It's tough. But if you want Laylatul Qadr, it's not tough. Then you look forward to it. Then you say, Allah give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to do what pleases Him the most in this world. And Allah give us the tawfiq to, inshallah, warrant His fadl upon us by giving us, inshallah, Laylatul Qadr this Ramadan and every other Ramadan to come. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us with His rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us and protect us from the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to enter Jannah through His rahmah and fadl without any hisab, without any auditing. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqi Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahabihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika Ya Rahman Rahim. والحمد لله